So this is Tony Rice from Verulam Sports, and we're joined once again on the line by a champion badminton player. I'm going to go through all of his recent successes, of which there are many, but Marcus Ellis, welcome back to Verulam Sports. How are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you.
Well, goodness me, great to have you back. And I do, honestly, I really appreciate how busy you are and how full on you are, because, you know, you travel all around the world and generally bring home the bacon for whoever you're representing. It's been an awesome few weeks.
Yeah, like you say, it's been a very hectic few weeks for me. I've been, it feels like here, there and everywhere. Been to Australia. I was there for the best part of a month at the Commonwealth Games. And I was back for less than a week, and then I was off to Spain for the European Championships. So, you know, the last 5 or 6 weeks have been really, really hectic for me.
But ultimately, living each young man's dream to kind of reach the top echelon of a sport and, you know, travel the world. Marcus, I understand it's not all rock and roll. I know how difficult it has been for you. But ultimately, given the experiences in Rio for England, it must make it all worthwhile.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, these are the sort of events that, you know, I wanted to play when I was growing up, and I dreamed about winning medals in. So, you know, to have the opportunities even to play in, you know, the Olympic Games and the Commonwealth Games, you know, the things that I've been working hard towards ever since I started playing. And to be honest, that's all I've ever wanted to do. So, you know, even just to be able to compete in them is a huge privilege for me.
Marcus, do you know what? That's such a brilliant response, and it's brought a smile to my face, because I appreciate it's the truth, but it also is terribly magnanimous. I'm going to break this down quickly for you. Rio recently, as you say, where you were there representing England in the Commonwealth Games. England had a record, I think, haul, at least for, beating a record set 16 years ago, claiming 6 medals. Not bad. Well, Marcus, you may well be now dubbed Mr. 50%. You got half of those. 3 medals, a clean sweep. Wonderful work, sir. Really fabulous.
Yeah, it was, you know, when I went there, because I'm 28, I know a lot of people have been to the Commonwealth a lot younger. Hopefully I can go to the next one, but, I don't know if that was going to be my only Commonwealth Games. You know, I hope it isn't, but I didn't want to come away empty-handed, and, you know, it was something that I really put all my energy and effort into. And, you know, I wanted to at least come away with some medals of some sort. The way it turned out, you know, we got a bronze in the team event, I got a silver in the mixed doubles, and gold in the men's doubles. So, you know, it was a dream tournament. I couldn't have asked for much better. I've got the full collection now.
Very, very few people can claim that. It's truly awesome. You and Chris Langridge really have a real special kind of relationship. I'm delighted for the pair of you that you claim that. I just want to focus quickly, though, on the silver. Again, losing out in the final to Chris and Gabby Adcock. I know, obviously, you're a team. I'm sure you guys know each other really, really well. But talk me through, you know, the competitive edge that exists there. And obviously, silver's wonderful. But was there a slight sense of, oh, come on, I would have loved to have nabbed that one from the Adcocks?
Yeah, of course. You know, once you get to the final, you know, I'm sure if before we went, we'd have said, you know what, you're going to get to the final. You know, we'd have been, oh, yeah, we'll definitely take that. But I think once you get there, you know, you're one game away from being, you know, Commonwealth champion. So we definitely wanted to win, and we felt like we could win. And I think the tournament itself was so physically demanding for me, as I was one of the only ones playing 2 events, which is very physically challenging. The semi-finals and the finals, I really had to push through, push my body to its limit to be able to get to the end of the game. But playing against Chris and Gabby, you know, it's always a good game. It's always close because we know each other so well. I'm sure if we played each other another time, we could have taken it. But, you know, that's sport, isn't it? If you've got to take your chances when they come around.
Yeah, absolutely. And all in, you know, it doesn't detract really from what was a brilliant effort from yourself there, Marcus. Again, it's so physically enduring going through, you know, the multiple events and multiple layers to each kind of day, it would seem. Just real quickly, obviously, we've spoken in the past about the awesome efforts in the Olympics, again claiming gold, bronze. Again, this one down under, the Commonwealths. Would you be able to explain the difference in the kind of culture or the team between Great Britain and England against other people? I mean, the Commonwealths are called the Friendly Games. Just describe your experiences and talk us through the differences between an Olympics and a Commonwealths.
I think you summed it up quite well there. You know, the Commonwealth Games is known as the Friendly Games, and this, you can certainly see that. That was probably one of the first things that I noticed as soon as I entered the village. So the athletes' village, you know, when I went to the Olympics, the intensity in the athletes' village is, you know, it's almost tiring. It's unbearable sometimes. And you know, the Commonwealth, it was actually very different. You know, there were a lot of countries there who, you know, knew they probably weren't going to win, but, you know, they were just so happy to be there representing their country at whatever sport they were doing. And, you know, in some ways that's, you know, it's quite endearing, and it's amazing that some of the countries, you know, can even manage to turn out teams of a pretty good size. We actually played Uganda in the team event, and, you know, at the end of the match we had, you know, photos with them, and we swapped shirts and all this sort of thing. And I think that is probably how I can describe the biggest difference. You know, that would never ever happen at the Olympics, because everyone that is there to win a medal. So yeah, I feel that's the biggest difference.
It's really nice that, you know, it's a small little gesture, but in time these do add up. I'm just very aware that pretty much every time you turn on the TV, there's some negative imagery. I love the fact there was so much kind of united cohesion going on there, even in what is nevertheless, let's not lose sight of it, a terribly competitive environment. Great stuff there, Marcus. Just a quick question. I'm supremely grateful for your time, as always. Now you've got to kind of dash in a minute. Again, a great haul from England there at the Commonwealths. Again, does this help? Have you heard any whisperings if this may give the guys that wield the money and the et cetera, more chance to get badminton back into the funding arena?
I don't think the players have particularly heard anything regarding that. You know, I know our staff that are working with us, our coaches, you know, they're constantly speaking with, you know, the UK Sport, you know, always communicating how well we're doing, you know, how well our setup is doing. And all us as players can keep doing is, you know, keep winning as many medals as we can. And, you know, it's difficult because, you know, the last 2 years, you know, it's probably been the most successful in our sport for, you know, the last 10 to 15 years. So it is frustrating, but all we can keep doing is keep hammering it home. And you know what, maybe in a few years they might think, oh, okay, we'll start investing in badminton again. But there's no guarantees. But we just have to concentrate on what's important to us as players, which is winning, and hopefully everything else will sort itself out in time.
Always well said there, but it just never ceases to astonish me. I can't, you know, like you say, what a wonderful run badminton's enjoyed at the highest level, not just for yourself, but the culture of success. I rather hope that anybody listening in or just aware of this now gets it, their head together and gets it sorted. Marcus, just before I let you go, with that being said, I know always, like you say, just being back to the Euros, being down in Australia, you're constantly bumming all over the world doing what you do. I want to give you a chance for somebody to maybe listening locally, you know, want to support you, be that through funding or be how whether it might. So what's your best way to get in touch, your social media channels?
I'm on all the social media channels. Sometimes I'm not the most active just because I am so busy with my training and tournaments. But if you search my name, I am verified on you know, Instagram and Twitter. You know, if you were to just put my name in, you'd see me pop up almost straight away, I'm sure. But yeah, I can certainly be contacted. In fact, I actually had someone contact me yesterday, who I hadn't met for years, and that, you know, they were wishing me congratulations, etc. And so all of my messages do come through, and I get them. So you know, as far as my social media goes, it's really, really easy to contact me.
A final quick question, Marcus. I appreciate it. You know, you reside and kind of train in and around St Albans, but your heart will always be at Huddersfield. Are they surviving? Are they going to be Premiership team next year?
It's official. They have survived, yeah.
Well, tremendous. I thought it was going down to the wire. Good stuff for them.
No, it's really good. They needed a draw at Stamford Bridge, and the game just gone, which they managed to scrape through. So, yeah, we're all really happy to get another year in the top division.
And long may they continue, and long may you continue to keep fighting the good fight and keep on winning in badminton. Marcus, truly appreciate your time as always. Have a lovely rest of the day.
Thanks very much for having me. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Thanks a million.